Iran has launched its first Arabic language movie channel, iFilm, to entertain the Arab viewers.
iFilm, a 24-hour Arabic language movie channel, is the first Iranian channel of its kind that was inaugurated on September 9, 2010 by the head of Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, Izzatullah Zarghani. The channel will be broadcast from Nilesat and Arabsat. The original purpose of the channel is to present Iranian films and series to the Arab audience.
We mostly look to see if the artistic values, directing, scenario, and proper acting is used, and if these qualities are present, then we will consider it. There may be cases where we may broadcast a movie, but the same movie is not broadcast inside the country.
iFilm broadcasts TV dramas produced in Iran to about 300 million Arabic-speaking audience in the Middle East and aims to build on common religious and cultural backgrounds and strengthen friendship among Iranians and Arabic-speaking people. And the fact that these programs are broadcast from an Islamic country serves as an assurance for those who are looking for an alternative fun channel.
In terms of the Iranian productions, I think this will be an appeal. The fact that they don't cross the red lines of the moral subjects. The second is Iran has the strongest cinema in the Islamic world. How far can we go and keep this morality framework where you don't show nudity, Iranian women don't even appear without a scarf? How far would that go with an Arab audience that's used to seeing things differently? Would they get tired of this? Or will the subjects of the dramatics will be strong enough to keep the audience entranced? You know, so I think that's a risk. No one knows now.
Iran is also planning to launch a Spanish news channel in the near future.
It seems that the prospects for launching iFilm are positive, but we must wait for at least 3 or 4 months to see if Iranian films and series can win a market that has traditionally been dominated by American, Syrian, Egyptian, and Turkish airwaves. Arash Khalatdari, Press TV, Tehran.